Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte, and this is Reblog. Reblog are special episodes of the 80% podcast. It's when I read selected articles from my personal finance blog and website, Ready to Be Rich, which you can find at fitzvillafuerte.com. Today, I'm reading the article entitled Personal Finance Strategies to Cope with the Rising Inflation. Inflation is a normal part of our economic life. Prices of stuff will always go up, and its effect is minimal as long as our income can catch up. From 1992 until 2021, the annual inflation rates in the Philippines were between 1.4% to 9.8% for any given year. If you received a salary increase of at least 10% every year, then your finances are probably okay. Unfortunately, the inflation rates that you see on the news is never the same as your personal inflation rate. This actually tends to be higher. Inflation numbers are based on the price of basic commodities. But of course, you don't just spend on basic goods and services. You travel for vacation, you eat at restaurants, you watch movies, or drive a car. 5 years ago, parking was 10 pesos at a mall near my place. Then it became 20 pesos, then 30 pesos, and today it's 50 pesos per entry. That's more than 50% increase every time. Inflation is caused by many factors and it is not always bad. In fact, the opposite of it, called deflation, where prices of basic commodities go down, can also be taken as a bad sign for the economy. However, if inflation rates are going up above what our income can handle, then that should serve as a reminder for us to take a closer look at how we spend. So what can we do to cope with rising inflation? Here are some personal finance strategies you can apply. Study and minimize your spending. It's a good time to analyze where you often spend your money and eliminate some of your non-essential expenses or replace some of your costs with more affordable alternatives. For example, instead of eating out every weekend, maybe you can just do it once a month because it's really much cheaper to cook your own food and eat at home. Barter services with family and friends. I like washing my car every weekend. It's one of the chores that I actually enjoy. However, I hate doing laundry, so I always take my clothes to the laundromat instead. The laundry fees in my area have increased lately, so sometimes I would just bring my soiled shirts to my parents' house and ask my mother to wash them for me. In exchange, I clean my father's car, which he normally takes to the car wash. I and my parents just save some money by simply doing for each other what we'd normally pay someone to do for us. It's a good money-saving strategy, especially when inflation is rising. Increase your income. After you've done your best to lower your expenses, it's now time to increase your cash flow. The easiest thing you can do, particularly if you're employed, is to talk to your boss and ask for a raise. If you're a freelancer or an entrepreneur, then check if it's possible to increase your rates and prices. Of course, you can also create additional sources of income. Try doing some freelance work or check if there's a home-based business you can start. When inflation is rising, the effect is most felt by those who are earning a fixed salary. So creating a variable and scalable income source is a good strategy. Diversify your portfolio. Regardless of the state of the economy, you must invest regularly. This is one of the best ways to actually beat inflation, especially in the long term. However, when the inflation rate is going up, real assets become more attractive as an investment, as their prices are poised to go up in the next several months because of the rising inflation. Alternatively, you can also choose to diversify your portfolio and put money in foreign stocks or investment funds with global exposure. Invest in yourself. Finally, you can also choose to invest in your financial education. Particularly, it's a good time to learn the relationships between stocks and bonds and how inflation and interest rates affect them. In short, it's a great opportunity to study how a country's economy works. During this period, there will be more news features and articles about what's happening in the economy. Take advantage of this and increase your financial quotient. Initiate discussions with your friends and participate in the conversations on social media. By doing so, you'll definitely become a better investor because you'll have an improved understanding of how things work in the financial world.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.